made it halfway through the week. It is a midweek Wednesday. Good morning. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL, KCRK. Well, midweek and the heat advisory goes into effect. Goes into effect at noon today and will run all the way through 11 o'clock Friday night. Afternoon temperatures in the upper 90s, near 100 at Chewila, Kettle Falls, Inchillium, here in Colville. In fact, all of pretty much the Pacific Northwest. Hot temperatures going to increase the potential for heat-related illness for those sensitive to heat. Your house, if you don't have air conditioning, going to have a buildup of heat within the home during the afternoon and evening hours. Tomorrow is expected to be the hottest day of the week. Triple digits expected tomorrow. Make sure to drink plenty of fluids. Stay out of the direct sun. Also, if you have an opportunity, do check up on relatives and neighbors.
Reimagined Home is Colville's one-stop shop for flooring, countertops, blinds, tile, and home decor. Everything you need to turn your house into your dream home. The experienced team at Reimagined Home offer expert design services, complimentary measurements and quotes, and professional installation. Also, it's the only place in town you can get chalk paint by Annie Sloan, the one and only true chalk paint. Stop in and meet the team at Reimagined Home at 108 South Main Street in historic downtown Colville, or call 509-684-4673.
Getting closer and closer to the start of school. Having updates from our local superintendents, some of the hot topics people want to know about. Here's an update from the Kettle Falls School District.
Michael Olson, superintendent of the Kettle Falls School District. We are getting ready to kick off the 22-23 school year. We are fully staffed as far as our teachers are concerned. We've actually been really fortunate over the past couple years, and we have had several paraeducators pursue teaching endorsements and have student taught with us as well, and we have been fortunate enough to bring them in as new teachers. So that's a pretty special thing. Kettle Falls is pretty family oriented, and it's great when we can support our staff and help them grow in their careers. We do have a couple classified positions that are still open. We have those posted and are hoping that we get good quality applicants and can fill those in the coming weeks. The vaccine mandate for teachers and volunteers is tied to the governor's state of emergency. So that is still in effect. It never was for students. And we're following the school guidance. If students test positive and return after day 5 without a negative test, students or staff, then there is a mask requirement until day 10 or they test negative. All of that, basically, it's all in the Department of Health K-12 guidance. We are anticipating brick and mortar somewhere around 720 students. That includes our transitional kindergarten classroom, which we started last year. Columbia Virtual Academy, we are hoping for somewhere around 300-350 students. We do not offer a remote option for instruction. Kettle Falls does have an online 912 high school. It's Columbia Virtual Academy. It was established well before COVID. It's our alternative high school. Outside of that, we are in person and are really looking forward to having all of our students back and seeing their smiling faces and hearing their laughters in the classrooms and in the hallways. We are implementing a character development and social emotional learning program called Character Counts. It's been utilized in our middle school. And this year, one of our back to school training days, half of it will be focusing on implementing that K-12. So we're doing that to help our students, again, just that social emotional piece and character development piece for our students. We are starting the school year, actually, another one of the training days will be spent focusing on ALICE training, which is a dangerous intruder response training. ALICE is an acronym. It stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. It's a pretty well-known school response to dangerous intruder across the country. We are also providing our staff with critical trauma care that is being facilitated by the Stevens County Sheriff's Department. And we implemented the Salem-Keizer threat assessment model a few years ago and are providing our staff with an overview of that model. You know, the teachers that have been involved in threat assessments are obviously more familiar with that model than teachers that haven't been, or I guess staff that haven't been, because classified staff are also very involved in that work. So we will be spending some time giving our staff an overview of the Salem-Keizer threat assessment model as well. In Kettle Falls, we're just really looking forward to getting our students back in class. Like everyone, there is a continued focus on school safety and on the development of our students. So we are just really looking forward to seeing our students in class on the 30th and seeing our families at back-to-school nights, and really looking forward to an amazing 22-23 school year.
All right. I think it's going to be a lot more like pre-COVID this year for all of the schools, and that's going to be a really good thing. Kettle Falls back to school on Tuesday the 30th, and sounds like they are fully staffed and ready to go. We're going to hear a little bit about the Chihuahua schools tomorrow.
Experience, technology, satisfaction, a written warranty, and over 30 years experience. That's what makes Davis Auto Rebuild stand out from the rest. At Davis Auto Rebuild, customers are our number one priority, and we realize how difficult it is to be without your vehicle. So we make it easier for you with loaner and rental cars, and also help with your insurance claims. Call Davis Auto Rebuild at 684-3137 or stop in at 1175 South Main in Colville and see the Davis Auto Rebuild difference.
Today's Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife information about an increase in cougar bag limits for certain areas in Washington. It is the Wildlife Question of the Week.
Hi, I'm Ben Turnock, wildlife biologist out of the Colville office. At WDFW, we get a lot of questions from members of the public. We were asked recently why the number of cougars that can be harvested recently increased in the Blue Mountains of Southeast Washington, but not in Northeast Washington. The Fish and Wildlife Commission in July voted to increase the cougar bag limit, which is how many of the animal one person can legally shoot, to two animals in areas within the Blue Mountains. That's because the elk population in that area is far below the population objective, and monitoring has shown a high level of cougar predation on elk calves may be part of the cause. In Northeast Washington, we have the Selkirk elk herd, made up of many smaller herds or subgroups. While WDFW doesn't have long-term survey data or maintain statistical models on this herd to estimate total population size, we do have recent cow-to-calf ratios, harvest data, and adult female survival. Based on these data, we believe this herd is at least stable and likely growing. Therefore, an increase in how many cougars can be harvested isn't necessary at this time to protect the local elk population. WDFW is also currently conducting the Washington Predator Prey Project that looks at the impact of wolves, cougars, bobcats, and coyotes on white-tailed deer and elk. Results from this study are expected in early 2023 and should give us a more complete picture of impacts from predation on deer and elk populations. For more information on this study, go to wdfw.wa.gov and type Predator Prey Project in the search box in the upper right-hand corner of the page. If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to publicaffairs@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
Tune in to the news Wednesdays at 7, 8, noon, and 5 for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Wildlife Question of the Week. Email questions you have on fish, wildlife, habitat, hunting, and more to publicaffairs@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495, and we will answer one question every Wednesday.
You know what I really like best about Saunders Furniture? Saunders lets you buy off the floor. If you see what you like, you can take it home tonight. In fact, Saunders Outlet is stocked with Ashley Furniture. And I love watching customers come in, point to what they want, we wrap it up, and load it out. It's so simple. Delivery is available. Check out Sandra's Furniture and Sandra's Outlet for your instant gratification.
A judge ordering the state agency that operates Washington's largest psychiatric hospital to pay more than $2 million to four female health workers who were assaulted by a violent patient who repeatedly targeted women. One of the nurses who filed the lawsuit lost part of her ear when the patient vaulted over the nurse's station, knocked her to the ground, choked her, and bit off part of her earlobe. That same patient attacked three others, causing disabling injuries. The lawsuit claimed hospital supervisors and the Department of Social and Health Services knew the patient repeatedly attacked women, but failed to provide a safe environment. And, well, what can I say? It's Canada. It hasn't changed much. Simon Fraser is moving four of their home football games across the border to Blaine for the upcoming season due to COVID entry requirements to Canada. Simon Fraser plays Division II football and the only Canadian school that's a member of the NC2A. Visitors entering Canada are required to be fully vaccinated. Not fully vaccinated, you don't go to Canada. So the games against Texas A&M, Western New Mexico, Angelo State, and West Texas A&M being moved south to a stadium that has artificial turf and covered seating for 2,000 people.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Well, when you're ready to be in the playoffs for the first time in two decades, sometimes things go right. Well, Adam Fraser broke up the bid for a perfect game in the sixth inning and added a two-run triple in the ninth, leading the Mariners to an 8-2 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. Ty France had a tying two-run single in a three-run sixth for the Mariners. The Mariners have won 5 of 7 after a pair of victories in Los Angeles. Julio Rodriguez added a two-run homer during a 5-run ninth inning. The Mariners try and make the sweep over Los Angeles. It's a day game today. Three-game series. They've won the first two. 12 noon today, pregame on 92.1 KCRK. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Drew Locke testing positive for COVID-19. He'll miss the team's preseason game against Chicago. The Seahawks issuing a statement regarding Locke's positive test following the end of practice, which Locke was a full participant and led the number one offense. Coach Pete Carroll announced after practice that Locke would start Thursday's game against the Bears after he served as the backup to Geno Smith in last weekend's game in Pittsburgh. Locke, acquired from Denver, part of the trade that sent Russell Wilson to the Broncos, competing with Smith for the starting job for the Seahawks. Well, he has a big setback. Testing positive for COVID. He won't be in this week's Seahawks game. That game in Seattle against Chicago. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Habitat for Humanity store at 480 North Main. They're open 9 till 5 Tuesday through Friday, 10 till 4 Saturday. Wednesday is Customer Appreciation Day, 25% off store-wide for everyone at the Habitat Thrift Store. Sunny and hot, 98 this afternoon, 101 Thursday, 97 on Friday. Over the weekend, still going to be hot, 94 Saturday, 95 Sunday. Monday, 90, 91 on Tuesday, hot and dry. Well, at least we don't have any thunderstorms in the forecast. The Habitat for Humanity store, they are taking walk-in donations 9 till noon. Call 684-2319 for more information. No wind, the barometer up at 30.25, high pressure in the area, and warming up, it is 65 degrees, 26 past 7. We appreciate your joining us here on the radio. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.